President Biden announced the new immigration plan in the Oval Office this morning, a major expansion of an existing program to stop Venezuelans from attempting to enter the U.S. without authorization. He urged people to seek asylum in a process that requires a U.S. sponsor, background checks, and vaccinations.
Do not just show up at the border. Stay where you are and apply legally from there. Starting today, if you don't apply through the legal process, you will not be eligible for this new parole program. Let me reiterate. You need a lawful sponsor in the United States of America, number one. And you need to undergo a rigorous background check, number two. If your application is approved and you show up at a U.S. airport or when and where directed, you have access.
The new program focuses on migrants from four nations, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, as numbers of people seeking refuge in the U.S. has increased in recent months. Biden committed the U.S. to accept 30,000 people per month from the four countries for 2 years. That's 360,000 people a year within the process of lawful immigration. But for people who attempt to cross the border without permission, Biden said they'll be permanently denied.
But if their application is denied, or if they attempt to cross into the United States unlawfully, they'll be returned back to Mexico and will not be eligible for this program after that.
Immigration advocates criticize the program as further entrenching Trump-era anti-immigrant policies, counter to the United States' moral responsibility, including Cynthia Buiza, executive director of the California Immigration Policy Center.
We expect better from the Biden administration than this one step forward and three steps back response to our current immigration challenges.
According to a recent poll by researchers at the UC San Diego U.S. Immigration Policy Center, 73% of the 1,000 people surveyed agreed the U.S. should provide access to asylum for those fleeing persecution. Although President Biden acknowledged the plight of migrants and dangers in paying smugglers and attempting to reach the U.S., claiming asylum is difficult. Only 30% of applications are granted, according to the Associated Press, and there is a 1.7 million case backlog. Buiza says that opportunity is defined by resources, with those having income to apply able to access the system.
It's important to understand that there is a legal basis for asylum, and it's important to protect that legal right or opportunity for people to seek asylum regardless of financial means to do so, because, you know, in this new policy, there's a so-called transit ban, which will block travel through a third country and imposes different standards for asylum seekers based on their ability to afford it.
Under the new plan, people will have to access a Customs and Border Patrol app on a smartphone to make an appointment for asylum, in addition to legal resources to plead their case. In December, the Supreme Court ordered Title 42, a Trump-era pandemic rule, to be kept in place. The measure is criticized for expelling 2.5 million migrants at the border since March 2020 on supposed public health grounds. Buiza says California bears the brunt of these piecemeal measures that don't address the real issues, and immigration advocates are calling for comprehensive immigration reform.
The bottom line is, we need Congress and the Biden administration to address this issue in a comprehensive manner rather than this really back and forth that not only confuses people and doesn't really address the fundamental issues that we've been advocating for many years.
Biden is planning to visit the border in El Paso, Texas this weekend, his first trip to the southern border region as president. For KPFA News, I'm Corinne Smith.